She put in an absolutely first-class performance that, as referees, manager and referees in Wales, we can all be proud of.
I don't see why we can't finish in the top six. I think there's the top four sort of speak for themselves, and I think from fifth downwards, it's wide open.
The last 2 years, we've been just popping teams, and I think maybe we took it for granted. I think that was a good thing for us because it's kicked us up the arse.
Female trailblazers, fan bants, and some flipping excellent scorelines.
My name is Ruth Crump, secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Weber.
So many interviews from 10 Welsh Premier League clubs. We're going to have to restrict Jonah to one word answers. See, there is a God. Jonah, what was the weekend like for you?
Great.
Excellent. You're a pro. Well done. So get in a comfy chair because this show is as packed as a Chippendales lunchbox. First stop, the Well Classico. Nomads beating TNS 1-0 in front of a not too shabby crowd of nearly 500. Here's Andy Morrison from the Nomads and Chris Marriott from TNS.
I've beat TNS before and then gone to Rhyl and got beat 2-0 with Airbus. So I know how that affects it, you know. So what we've got to do now is regroup and freshen things up and have a really bright week and go into, which will be a game against a very, very damaged animal. You know, I went to the game on Friday night and watched the game, and you know, Aber will be a lot better than what they were on that night, you know. So we got to prepare for that and make sure that the intensity, the quality, the desire, the aggression, the anger, everything is ready for Friday night, that when that whistle goes, we explode onto the pitch.
Being obviously a benchmark team, the Welsh Premier, we expect to get 3 points every game, put on a good performance, and we didn't get the 3 points, and maybe we weren't at our best today in terms of football and style of play, and we couldn't get going into our game, but it's always difficult here, and especially against Connors Quay.
And how do you feel that the trip to Denmark had a bearing on today, getting back home at, well, getting to Park Hall at 7 p.m. on Friday,
yeah,
and then of course playing here on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, maybe, we don't know, you know, we're not going to use an excuse, we just give it to Connors Quay. They got 3 points and we move on. We're not thinking about if we were tired or not. At the end of the day, that's what we want. We want European football with Welsh football fixtures of the weekend, because that's a sign of us doing well in Europe. So we're not going to moan about it. Just get on with it. And we've got to go and get 3 points next week against Carmarthen.
Now, look, Jonah, we're a forward-looking podcast, but here's two questions about the past. Now, when we started this podcast a few years ago, TNS losing a game to anybody was like major breaking headline news. Now, they've lost some games in the recent past. It's not such hot stuff. But can we take this win as a sign that Nomads could knock on the door to the title?
It's a positive for the Nomads. It's a positive for Andy Morrison. But I think it's about the fourth time in the last eight games they've beaten them. But one-offs don't clinch you titles. And Andy Morrison will be the first person to tell you that. But it's a great start for them. To have a Welsh Classico as early as this, it's not very often, but they've played in the first two games and the Nomads have got a 1-0 home victory against them, which they look like they deserved. So it's a brilliant start for them. And the bonus, the biggest bonus of the lot, is to see the Nomads drag 4,500 to watch them. I know it's TNS, the champions, they deserve, you know, big crowds to be watching them. But it's a great start for the Nomads. And look, it opens it up. You don't want anybody running away straight away. So Nomads, Cardiff Met, top of the league. On to next week.
Question two in this game, Chris Marriott not really accepting in that interview clip there that the European campaign was a drag on TNS, that it weighed them out. But has playing for so long in Europe been a factor this time around for TNS, Jonah?
The only answer to that is, Mark, is had TNS won 4 or 5-0, you might have been asking me, had TNS got an advantage for playing eight games in Europe and the Nomads only playing two games in Europe? So it works both ways. And at the end of the day, it's Connors Quay Nomads versus TNS. And on the day, the Nomads have been the winners.
And of course, we'll definitely add here, thank the Lord that TNS did do so well in Europe, because they've raised the game now, really raised the bar for Welsh football again. And, you know, quite frankly, Jonah, the question should be, TNS have raised that bar in Europe. They've pushed forward. Where are the rest of the clubs in this league in Europe?
Yeah, that's right. We didn't have a great campaign, but TNS done everybody a favour. They got, you know, in some circles they took some criticisms, but they done the job for us, because they've kept that fourth slot open. So every manager in this league will congratulate them on getting us the fourth spot in Europe, because that's going to be almost a survival package for a club should they make the fourth spot in Europe for another season. Financially, it may maybe have gone under the radar to people not involved with the league, but they did the other clubs a favour. Well done.
Well, let's look at Bala and Kevin Druids. Now, two names you probably would associate with those extra European places. They face each other this weekend, and they've had shock defeats. Bala beaten by Barry 3-2 in a tempestuous game. Dyma'r sylwadau Danny Gosset o Bala yn Gymraeg.
Well, Morocco getting disappointed, yn enwedig ar ôl dechrau'n dda, a mynd gael ar y blaen hefyd drwy gol dda. Mae rhyw 20 munud ar ôl y gol oedden ni ar ben y gêm hefyd, ond jyst yn siomedig bod ni wedi switch off jyst cyn ail hanner. Un gol o'r dde ag free kick di gadael ni lawr un bach lle oedd yr ogiad anang switch off yn lle mor bwysig.
Jonah, Danny's saying there that they're kicking themselves really for not killing off the game in the first half of Bala. Was it an opportunity missed for them? You were at that game.
Yeah, I think they started really well. In the first 25 minutes, everybody, I sat amongst a lot of Bally fans and they were wondering, well, what's going on here? Bala looked red hot. They looked red hot for the first 25 minutes. Fair play to Bally, whether they changed tactics or whether they just dug in. But they were tremendous from them on, and they just about earned their victory. Maybe for me a draw might have been a fair result because it looks like Kane's at handed the winner in the net at the end. But you know that they go for you sometimes. They go against you, and Colin be the first book to tell you that. Listen, they're both good teams. They're both good teams. I predict Bala should be a top six. Barry, I think, will get top six. So it was two good teams, two well drilled teams. And some sparkling individual performances. Great goal from Jonathan Hood cutting in to get Barry back in the game. And I think that was the change in the game.
And, of course, you mentioned there the handling of the ball at the end. And even Gavin Chesterfield fessed up on a Scorio interview and said, yeah, it was handball. But let's talk about some other decisions in that game. I would suspect Colin Caton and the Bala guys are not happy with one or two of those red cards that were dished out.
Yeah, you know, look, unless you're the referee, unless you're the player and you're right there, you know, you'll never know what have gone on, will you? And that's the honest answer. It wasn't a type of game where you'd expect three red cards. It wasn't a bad tackle in the game. Maybe Sean Smith, it was a definite red, his second yellow, and you accept that. But the only people who could tell you any more is Mr. Pratt and Venables and Horwood, who got sent off. They're the only ones who can tell you the truth. Venables was tremendous. He had an excellent game. He scored two goals, so he'll be disappointed. You know, on the day, he'll be gutted that he received the red. Long term, it'll hurt Bala, you know, because they got to go into their next game. But they put on a decent performance, and so did Barry. So let's try to concentrate a little bit on how decent a football match it was. But sometimes red cards, as we know, Mark, they can massively alter games.
Well, I wasn't certainly expecting Kevin Druids to be where they are at the moment in the table. Two defeats. Here's Hugh Griffiths.
I'm really disappointed. You know, I thought first half we were excellent. We created a number of chances, probably the most we've created for, you know, the whole of last year. Not to go in more than two, you know, two's a dangerous result. They come out and score a minute in, get the tails up, and, you know, just the most disappointing thing is the players not working hard enough off the ball. Defensively, you know, what's got us to where we've been successful over the last 2 years is our desire and hunger to get behind the ball and do the, you know, the rubbish side of the game. And, you know, today, not enough of us were willing to do that in the second half, and, you know, we were punished for not taking our chances first half, really.
Next three is Bala, Llandudno and Cardiff Met. Three teams who will be vying for top six after the cut. Tough three games then. What do we think?
They're all tough in this league, you know, and I think it's shown that second half today. You know, with that, I mean, we're cruise control at half time, and I think that could have led to a bit of complacency. You know, I've got to look at it myself. But you know, ultimately, if you don't work hard in football, you're not going to win games, and you know that's what we were guilty of today.
What have you made of Druids so far, Jonah?
The first game against Carnarvon, obviously, I was at the game. We did it on Scorio, and they looked a little bit disjointed. For the first half highlights I watched against Llanelli just now, they looked excellent, and they could have scored more in the first half. But once again, you know, Llanelli have dug in and showed great spirit there. By the way, I think a 2-0 down, you know, even at our game, Carnarvon, sorry, on Saturday, the word was, oh, Llanelli 2-0 down already, they're going to struggle. And to come back and get a 3-2 win, that's shown great spirit. Well done to Andy Hill, well done to everybody involved at Llanelli. And Huey will understand, you're going to get these patches as a manager. He's had a purple patch for the last 20, you know, two seasons. He'd done brilliant the season before to keep him in the league. Last year, getting into Europe, he's going to have a hiccup along the way, but he's experienced enough to know him and his staff will have to dig in now the next couple of weeks and just turn it around.
Well, of course, you mentioned there, what a fantastic result for Llanelli. James Loveridge, Scotwell goal. Let's speak to him.
All the boys are just buzzing in there. Like, it's a great achievement, obviously, being 2-0 down in the Welsh Premier. It's hard to come back. Obviously, our keeper kept us in there the first half for a few good saves. And we said half-time the next goal was crucial, so I'm thankful to have the chance and stick it away and help the team.
And after, you know, last week as well, I mean, it must be nice to come away to a tough side like Kevin Druids and do what you've done.
We've always known our football ability can keep us in the league, but we just need that desire and hunger. And second half today, we've shown and got back 3-2. Last week, because the last 2 years we've been just popping teams, and I think maybe we took it for granted and not we thought it would be easier than what we did. Don't get me wrong, we knew it was going to be an hard game, but I think that was a good thing for us because it's kicked us up the arse and given us a boost now to realise what we need to be and where we need to be in fitness-wise and everything. So hopefully we can just keep on going the way we are now.
And I suspect, to be honest with you, Jonah, Andy Hill sent an absolute rocket up that Llanelli team from the last game. In fact, you know, they were a little bit complacent coming up to the league because they were beating all sides hands down in the league last season, and that Nomads game gave them a bit of a rocket up the bum. Do you now feel, second game in after what we saw from Llanelli, when seeing the Llanelli that we perhaps expect in this Welsh Premier League?
I think he's very honest there from James. So that's a, you know, it's a good point to get over to people as well, that you can be complacent if you're winning games regularly, and then you come up in big leads. There's always a change. You have to change your way of play. You have to change a lot towards your game to survive at this level. But tell you what a game is set up for Friday evening. Llanelli against Barry, 7:30 kickoff at Stebbeneath. That just rolls back the memories, Mark, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it could be a cracker of a game. Barry coming in just after a 3-2 win, Llanelli coming in after a 3-2 win, hopefully 500 plus at least down at Stebo to watch a cracker of a game.
Yeah, you'll get a good reception, no doubt, even though the Scotia cameras are there. Best place to watch live football is in the Bones, and that's what Jonah will be doing. If you're anywhere near Llanelli area, please do get down to that game on Friday. Of course, a little note on Barry before we move on. Tom Fry scored. What bit of history has he created by scoring, Jonah?
Father and son.
Yes. Chris, of course, his dad scored in the league as well. Now, we needed to consult the statos before we came on the podcast. They didn't do that, unfortunately. What we know is that is a record for Barry Town. I'm wondering if it's a record for the whole league. Can you think of any father and son duos?
No, thanks for not giving me, just to prove this goes out live. I can't at the moment and I'm disappointed. I'll come back to you on next week's podcast.
Mate, yeah. You go look it up. You're a mine of information. You're like the Yellow Pages. But genuinely, I think the fact you can't think of one must mean that there isn't one. Don't forget, of course, everybody, now we have spread our wings. If you have the Google Podcast app on your phone, you can listen to us wherever you want. Just go onto that Google Podcast app and search for Welsh Premier League News. And I was looking for the stats on the podcast last week, Jonah. 5% of our listeners coming from San Jose in California. So howdy all in San Jose. You got friends there?
No, not many, Mark, but they're welcome at any time.
And also, bizarrely, in the past week, a big rise in listens in Zurich, which of course is the home of FIFA, isn't it? So big up the Gianni Infantino. He always knows a good podcast when he hears one.
Yeah, you know, class shows through in the end, mate.
I'm Bethan from the Covey Army, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Now, Jonah was at Richmond Park for the 0-0, which on paper sounded dull, but you're not having any of that, are you, Jonah?
Great game. Carmarthen should have most probably wrapped the game up with the chances they missed. They were excellent in the first half. I remember last week Colin Caton saying how impressed he was when Bala defeated Carmarthen 2-1 at Maesteghid, but it was a good standard game. And now, yet again, there was 300 to 400 people there, and they had a sound round of applause at the end off of all the fans, because it was end to end.
Well, let's hear from Carmarthen's Neil Smothers and Llandudno's Ewan Williams on what they thought of it.
It ebbed and flowed, but I thought we had enough chances in the first half to you know, build the lead, and then the game changes. But you know, in reflection, Llandudno are a good team. They've brought in some, you know, some really strong individuals. So a point, like I said, but the overall feeling for me is disappointed. But again, I felt the performance was good.
It doesn't get any easier next weekend, TNS.
Yeah, it's always difficult, but TNS, you know, it has been for the last 10, 15 years. Obviously, they dominate possession, they dominate the league. But, you know, we'll go up with a plan. We'll make sure that the boys are prepared, and hopefully we can get a positive result.
I thought it was a complete contrast to last week's performance. You know, I've just said it in there now to the players, you know, that's the bare minimum. You know, we've kept a clean sheet, we've defended for our lives, but we've also cut them open. A bit disappointed with the officiating towards the end in terms of the goal, because where we were stood, you know, Connell isn't the quickest, and, you know, for him to be offside in that position is questionable. But, you know, we are a work in progress. You know, 17 new lads, and, you know, I can't be happier for the graft and the endeavour they've showed me today. You know, Smudger, the gaffer there, you know, looked disappointed in terms of his lads' performance towards the second half, because I thought, you know, us on the counter, we looked really, really dangerous. And, you know, Jans hit the post with a free header, and Connell scored at the end, which, again, is questionable. But I'd have taken the points, quietly I'd have taken the points, because it's something that we can build on now going into Newtown. You know, we've had two tough trips, you know, and that's not excuses, because every game in the Welsh Premier League is tough, but that is a point that we can build on. You know, Carmarthen have been talked about as being top six contenders. We've come here and we've, you know, in some aspects of the game looked like the home team. So I asked for a positive performance, I asked for a reaction, and I've certainly got one today.
And more on Carmarthen later from various different voices. Stay tuned to the podcast if you're an Old Gold fan. The weekend started with a bang, of course, thanks to the Met scoring goals for fun in a 4-1. Jonah was at that game for Scorry, and he caught up with man of the match, Elliot Evans, after the game.
Really enjoyed it. It was enjoyable tonight. I think we put the hard yards in throughout the week in training. Obviously, it wasn't the best performance last week, despite winning. But we put the hard yards in, the foundations of the performance first half, and that, you know, we took our chances then. It gave us a good opportunity to go second half and try and get some more goals. If we'd been a bit more clinical, I think we could have. But yeah, it's a good win, definitely.
Yeah, it's a good performance, because Aberdeen won last week against Llandudno 1-0, and then obviously they came into the game, you know, in form. You brushed them aside, Elliot, 4-1.
Yeah, I think obviously the three goals at half-time, it gives us a good cushion, and then we can go and play a bit more expansively, I suppose, in the second half. We did that in the first half as well, but the fourth goal then as well made it difficult for them. We were a little bit sloppy conceding, but then we, you know, got our foot back on the ball and sort out quite comfortably, I thought.
Personally for you, Al, that's three goals, you go to the top of the goal-scoring charts already. Do you set yourself a target for the season?
Hopefully to score more than I did last year, but no, I don't put anything.
Was it 14 last season?
14 in the league, yeah. So
and second most assists in the league.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm not counting, but yeah, hopefully I can go and do more. But I've just got to keep doing the basics really well, and when I get the opportunities, put it in the net. And you know, obviously if I can help my teammates with assists as well, that's brilliant.
And Jonah, let's face it, you're a big fan of that man, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I just think he's a footballer. He's a good footballer. Maybe if Elliot had another yard, I think he's most probably aware of that, he would be playing at a high level, I think, in a football league. But he's still only young. He's still only a young lad, and his ability he's got a great ability, and he sees things quickly. Malcolm Allen was talking about him on Friday evening. He gave him the Man of the Match award and said, what a wonderful footballer. So, you know, he scored 14 goals last year from the right wing. If he plays in a sort of a box midfield in a 10 role, just with a little bit of a right side this season, he may get more goals.
And of course, we'd like to wish the best to Jordan Lamb, who's gone to Hereford. Later in the show, we'll be wishing the best to another Met legend as well. Bit of a secret, we'll tell you in a minute. First, the roller coaster of emotions you must go through as an Aberystwyth fan. First a win, then a thumping. Here's what Nev Powell had to say about that game.
When you're playing in the TNS, the Cardiff Mets, and you know the Connorskys, it's not going to determine where you finish at the end of the season with results against them. And you know, we're realistic. It's all the teams around us where we've got to go and do jobs against, and so we won't beat the players up about getting beat tonight. As you say, we'll learn from it, and hopefully we can put it behind us. And we go to Connorskey, and we'll definitely defend better up there against Coniskey next week than we've done tonight, and see what we get out of that game, and then we'll move on to the Llanelli game the week after, which is our next home game. We've got to make sure we get the 3 points there first and foremost.
And the side I said we need to think more about as top six potential at the start of the season seem to be proving that point to me, don't they? Newtown nearly winning at the Met the other week, definitely winning against Carnarvon this week. So what do you make of Chris Hughes' side so far, Jonah?
I just think whatever game they play in Newtown, it'll be an end-to-end game, and there'll be plenty of passing, there'll be plenty of chances either end. I've just finished watching the highlights of Newtown against Carnarvon on the weekend, and almost exactly the same as them in the Met. Another one which could have ended up 4 or 5 all. Newtown, the Robins, they're going to create entertaining football. They're great to watch. It looked like Carnarvon were desperately unlucky not to gain a point. But the same thing was to be said of Newtown last week when they got beat at the Met. So if you want to watch entertainment at present, go along and watch the Robins.
Well, let's hear from Carnarvon's Gareth Edwards. Obviously disappointed about that. They got a bank holiday trip to the capital coming up.
We're going to have to work teams out. We're going to have to be a little bit more savvy and be a bit more ruthless. And they caught us at the sucker punch right at the end. You know, we've pushed on. I've gone up at the back from the back. We've left a bit of space, and it's going to happen. We were pushing to get to the goal. It's hard to take, but we'll learn from that. You know, we're new in the league. Our season won't be defined by away games. You know, to well-established teams like Newtown. We've just got to work hard. We've got to go get into training, and we've got to work our socks off now to put things right. The problem is we've got a long time to wait until our next game, and they don't come any easier. You know, so we know what we've got to do. It's about sticking together and working hard, and we'll get our rewards.
Will Carnarvon fear that when the Met are so rampant?
I don't think so. I think they look forward to it. I think already it looks like they're enjoying their game. Like I said, they won their first game 1-0, creating, say, 5 or 6 chances. They've been beat in the second game 2-0, but they created 8 or 10 chances. If you just keep creating chances, if you create over 5-6 chances a game, you've got a chance of winning any game. So I think them and the Coventry Army look forward to the game.
Well, still to come, Iron Brew news, and we get inside the mind of a Carmarthen fan. That's an experience, let me tell you. And if you're listening to us on the web, why not download us on Spotify or iTunes now? Oh, yeah. Just search the Welsh Premier League news, and your usual listening will come up on them, and we'll be around as well.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartan Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Weber.
Cheryl Foster news and a song from a crocked Cardiff Met player to see us out. But first, the Iron Brew Cup draw has been made. TNS definitely targeting this one for the trophy cabinet. They're at home to Queen's Park. Meanwhile, the Nomads travel to Falkirk. What do you make of the roundabout of the Iron Brew again, Jonah?
As I've said the last couple of years, I know both managers will be, Scotty Roscoe and Andy Morrison, over the moon to be in the competition, and they would want to go as far as they can in it. It gives your club, you know, plenty of credit if you go far in the competition, and you just gain, you know, different fans maybe all over the country. It's a great, good competition to be in. They've gone close twice, TNS, and I just hope the Nomads can go through a couple of rounds at least this time.
Well, it's a shame TNS weren't drawn away for that Queen's Park game, because they would have played it at Hampden Park. And they've played quite some good stadiums in Europe this season so far, so Hampden Park would have been quite fitting. Also a reminder, the Nathaniel Carr's Cup is back the Tuesday after the bank holiday. If you want to look at the fixtures, they're on the Welsh Premier League website. Get down there for a Tuesday night under the lights. So one of my top tips for this year, as it were, is Carmarthen. You could have written a book on their story last season. So how do the old gold faithful feel this season? Well, Jonah caught up with Jason Hopkins, the Carmarthen fan, during the Llandudno game. Here's what he had to say.
This week we signed Miles Davis from Swansea City. He's a Newcastle Emlyn boy. I thought he was brilliant first half. He's fitted in really well in the Welsh Premier League, and quality signing.
This pitch of yours down at the old goal, Jason, I have to say, for me, it looks by far, I know it's 3G, but it looks the best 3G pitch in the league, and it looks wonderful to play on.
Yeah, it is, and there's been a lot of compliments in pre-season from other clubs, such as Goethe United have played here in a friendly. They said it's the best one they've seen in South Wales, and it just breeds a good quality of football for us.
And where would you like to think you could finish this season? Not put no pressure on you, Jace, but Smudge will almost probably listen to this on Tuesday. But I see good signs here at the moment at the Old Goal. Where do you think we could finish?
I think I don't see why we can't finish in the top six. I think there's the top four sort of speak for themselves, and I think from fifth downwards it's wide open.
Star man for the season for the Old Goal, Jace?
I think Luke Bowen is looking very sharp this season. You know, he came in at Christmas time and played fantastically towards the end of the season, and I think he started this season really, really well. He's looking very sharp.
And history was made this weekend when Cheryl Foster became the first female to officiate at a Welsh Premier League game. Cheryl, of course, no stranger to officiating key fixtures at all levels of the game, in the men's game in Wales and travelling abroad as well. She surely now has to be close to our number one ref in Wales. Here's what her boss, referees manager Phil Thomas, thought of her performance after that draw.
Extremely proud referees manager, watching the first ever female Welsh referee perform at Welsh Premier League level, and she put in an absolutely first class performance that as referees manager and referees in Wales we can all be proud of.
Absolutely, I'm sure we'll see the highlights on Scorio, and it'll be historic highlights really for Cheryl. But I think she gained both sets of players respect after that, especially at one stage. I think it was in about the 75th minute, there was one hell of an old-fashioned ruck, shall we say, and she dealt with it really well, took her time, just waited to brandish a couple of yellows, and I think she learned a lot of respect from her players for that.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I think it was a situation where there's a lot of senior referees that wouldn't have managed the situation as calmly. Cheryl was extremely calm approaching the situation. All the players could see she was in control, and she managed the disciplinary sanctions calm and with respect to the players as well, and I'm sure all the players will have complete respect for her following this match.
And Jonah, I know we've spoken a little bit about it already, but you have to say, Cheryl's doing phenomenally well at 38 in terms of the experience that she's getting. European football for the ladies abroad, this first historic moment for us at the Welsh Premier League Men's League. You know, she is an absolute credit to this country on that front, isn't she?
I think she gains a lot of respect by playing, getting 60 Welsh caps, I think, and playing the game. And you only have to watch the game when you're a football man. And I'm sure I watched, you know, the 90 minutes of a Saturday, and she has a great understanding of the game, and that'll take her a long way, and it'll gain her more respect.
Well, don't forget, if you want to follow in Cheryl's footsteps, we're always looking for referees at various levels in this country, and you can now do an online course with the Football Association of Wales. Just go to the website, faw.cymru, and look for the Become a Referee online section, and it'll walk you through it from there. So, this weekend's JDWPL fixtures all starts on Friday under the gaze of Jonah and the S4C cameras. Llanelli hosting Barry at 7:35. There are two other games on a Friday night. 7:45, Bala hosting Kevin Druids. The Nomads see Aberystwyth travel to them at the same time. On Saturday, two 2:30 kickoffs. Llandudno against Newtown. TNS go to Carmarthen. And Bank Holiday Sunday sees Cardiff Met host Carnarvon. You've worked for a living this weekend, Jonah, haven't you?
Yeah, working hard, mate, but I tell you what, I enjoyed it. There's been some great football. It's been a great couple of weeks start to the JD Welsh Premier League, and if it carries on like this, I'm sure we'll drag more supporters and, you know, plenty more coverage of the league. It's been an excellent start, honestly, and I just hope it carries on that way.
Speaking of Cardiff Met, we have to say all the best to goalkeeper Will Fuller. Had an operation last week, out for about 14 weeks, we reckon, so we decided to give him the final say on the podcast. I've let him choose the song we play out with. Seems to have a sense of humour. He's gone with bearing in mind his leg injury, Lean On Me by Bill Withers. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark.
Understand, we all need somebody.